This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for this Tuesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day is here from Day Weather out in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hey, Don, we've gotten quite a little bit of rain, and it looks like it's going to continue to come, not only in our part of the world, but just kind of one wave after another across the United States. Can you tell me how things are moving along?
We really don't have anything different to talk about in terms of what we talked last week on how the spring pattern was unfolding. And now that we're in a new month of April, a lot of what we saw develop in late March is going to continue. There's going to be a pretty good march of storms west to east across the nation, and this will bring frequent opportunities for precipitation. It also is going to open the door to some, at times, colder weather. We don't expect the cold to stick, but one thing that we do see coming is a fair amount of chilly air behind these systems coming through. So this is going to put the skids on any real rapid warm-up into an early start to the warmer pattern. As we get later in the month and in early May, that may change, but it's going to be a busy pattern. Classic textbook April, really, coast to coast.
How cold and where?
Well, I think everyone is going to be able to share in the cold. There's going to be cold spells in the Northwest, the Rockies, the Northern Plains, and then the Midwest and Corn Belt. I do see opportunities for temperatures still to be dropping below freezing. This will be something that we'll probably see later this week behind one of these waves coming on through. Do I see severe or record-breaking cold? I don't. I just see a pattern to where it'll test everybody's patience in terms of consistently staying warm. We're just not there yet. We're still going to have a lot of up and down.
Is this just a short-term effect, and how quickly will we get back to warmer evening temperatures?
Well, we're going to have to wait till probably early May before that gets going. The silver lining, though, is this is a moist weather pattern, and recently we've seen really badly needed precipitation across portions of Oklahoma, Kansas, portions of Colorado, Nebraska, the panhandles, Missouri, and those areas are going to continue to benefit from these systems moving through, and this will alleviate some moderate drought conditions in some of those areas that have developed this winter.
Let me take up those lower temperatures one more time. I was thinking that we were looking at what most were expecting would be a wet and warm April. Is that beginning to change?
I think the wet certainly is going to stick. I'm not so sure about it being warmer than normal. The thing is we have a lot of up and downs. And the ups will certainly put a lot of pluses on the positive side of average, but the minuses will even that out. So I think when it's all said and done, we'll be close to average with temperatures.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.